Welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan here. For today, we have on the show, I mean, what can I say? We have the incredible, the amazing, badass, superstar, the legendary, the one and only, Kayla. Kayla, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
That is epic to know. Now, what better way to have an incredible super day than that to be chatting with someone as badass as you? You know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My head doesn't blow up, you know?
There you go. Now, if you're new to the channel, on the description below, you're going to find all of Kayla's social media. Let's follow her and let's find out why she's super badass. Now, without further ado, let's jump in here. So I want to start this whole conversation by throwing out the first question, which is, let's go back in time and tell me how the journey with music began.
Music began as a child, really. My love for music started as a child. I had a lot of influences from different genres,
okay.
But I think I zoomed in on country music. You know, as a teenager, I decided that country was going to be my thing because I cannot get rid of my country accent, unfortunately.
Okay. And what were some of the challenges that you had when you were, recently making your first steps?
I think getting people to believe in you is a challenge, you know, when you're just starting out and learning about how live music works and how much is just put into, you know, starting a band and writing songs and the whole nine yards. There's a lot of behind the scenes and that can be a very difficult thing.
Yeah, I bet, absolutely. And focusing a little bit more into your music career, tell me, like, what is your usual process for you to, start to create a song? Like, do you have a specific technique, or like, what is your thing for you to start to create something?
Most of the time, I know that if I'm emotional about something, if it's a strong topic that I'm emotional about, maybe it's something that's happened. That is an easier topic to write about for me. Not that I can't make something up and write about it. But I found that finding like a 3 to 4 word phrase, like, for instance, these two bar stools was written based on my ex coming back in the bar after he cheated and trying to get me back and assuming that the stool next to me was for him. And it was not. I, you know, was moved, had moved on with a nice guy, and I was actually saving the seat for him. So my emotional reaction to him doing that sparked the idea of the song, of me saying, "How dare you? You know, things will never be the same between me and you, and these two bar stools." So
there you go. I mean, that is what I like about music, you know, the fact that you can get inspired about everything. And it's amazing when you get the chance to use something that it hurts, of course, but you transform it into something positive, right? I mean, you put that energy into something, into create a message here, into put a song out there that besides that, I mean, that absolutely could relate someone. And it's also amazing the fact that everyone has a chance to kind of find like a different meaning to that, to a song, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely lines in each song that I think people can connect with, and it resonates with them and it has their own meaning. Exactly. Yep.
And tell me, is there any artist in particular that you got inspired into even till this day for you to create your own songs?
I've been inspired by a lot of artists, from males and females. Reba McEntire, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Patti Loveless, Sarah Evans, and then some of the artists that are also in my, you know, age range, Lainey Wilson, Sonny Sweeney, and many, many more. You know, their writing styles, and even some of the male artists like Hardy, you know, Morgan Wallen, they got good good songs, you know. So
And so far on your career, have you ever had a performance that somehow made a significant impact on you? And if it did, how did that affected you?
my first performance, I mean, I've had really great performances as an adult. But I think once you get into the business and you've played bars for so long and you get used to the crowd responding to you like that, you kind of get used to that. But my first initial response, massive response from a crowd was when I was in the fifth grade. I chose to sing "I Will Always Love You," which was originally written by Dolly Parton and recorded by Whitney Houston. But well, both recorded it, but for me, I fell in love with Whitney Houston as the singer, the strong, strong R&B vocals, making it hugely powerful. But I also fell in love with the fact that Dolly had wrote the song and that it could take that transition and be so versatile. And so I decided that I was going to sing that song for my fifth grade talent show. And out of all of the other children, I watched all these little kids. There's probably like 500 kids, and maybe in my mind maybe I'm exaggerating that a little bit, but I was so small that to me it was he a huge crowd.
Yeah,
And I
absolutely.
remember my legs shaking and the butterflies in my stomach, and I just remembered, hey, I practiced this so many times, Kayla, talking to myself and breathing before I went on stage, And I just looked out over that audience, and I hit that high note and "I Will Always Love You" and held that out as a little girl. And that whole audience stood up and started clapping. All these kids going from sitting Indian style just stood up. And to me, that was the moment where I realized this is a feeling that I want to keep forever, that where I can actually connect with my friends and my peers through a song.
That is incredible. And I'm super sure that even till this day, when you're about to perform, you still get those kind of same feelings as back when you were little, right?
Absolutely. There are moments in a song where even my audience members know that I am singing for a purpose. Certain songs, especially, even during my shows today, I wrote all of the songs with my late guitar player, Abbott Grivich, that passed away back in July. And so every time I sing any of my originals, it is almost as if he is living through me, that he's getting to see me be, he's looking down on me, and I know that he's proud of me delivering the art that we sat down and critiqued and went over and over and wrote, for so many hours. So
And before going on stage, tell me, do you have a, I don't know, like a ritual, or like what is your thing before, like how you prepare before jumping on stage?
I do a lot of stretching, a lot of hydrating, clearing my mind of other things, putting everything else on a shelf. People say, "I've tried to call you," and I'm like, "Yeah, you ain't gonna reach me like 30 minutes before a show," because during that time period, I am clearing my mind and preparing myself to have fun with my audience. So that's my goal.
There you go. Okay. And how you handle, the whole pressure and expectations before jumping in on stage?
The pressure is not like it used to be. I actually went through nursing school, and I told myself all the way through nursing school, like trying to finish it, I thought nothing could be as hard as this, because that pressure of having somebody else's life in your hands, and I thought, well, I have fun at music. I've made a living through music all through school. So at that point, I did have to choose that music was going to be the route for me to take. And so that's my whole, music is my only career now. But I do kind of reflect back on those days in nursing school and go, I accomplished that and survived that. I could certainly deal with, somebody heckling me in the audience.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, what is it like you, yeah, like, what is it that you enjoy the most when you are, yeah, when you were like singing on stage?
I enjoy the girls in the audience singing along with me, because for years and years I was singing like, just jamming out to rock and roll and this and that, and just cover songs for years and years. And to watch them sing along with my songs and to hear them, say, "Kayla, I love that song," and it resonates with me. I went through this kind of relationship, or and that kind of connection as a writer, you're like, okay, this is, I feel like I'm building a little bit of a sisterhood here, and that's really cool. It's something that I never had. So
Yeah, okay. I'll take that. And how you continue to challenge yourself as a musician and grow as an act grow as a yeah, as a regular person here at the same time.
I just think that, being a good advocate for being healthy is the way to go with being, with no matter what platform you have, you want to make sure that you're putting out a good image to the youth that's looking at you, teaching them to stand up for themselves, teaching them what's healthy, what's not healthy, and then, to have fun and enjoy life and to pursue their dreams. And if I can be a part of, if I can inspire someone to do that, then that's what I'm going to do,
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And let's say that one day I call you and I tell you that I want to start into the whole country industry. But here's the thing. I don't know any of it and I haven't seen ever. So based on what you know, what do you think that it would be a good place for me to start?
Probably maybe vocal lessons or piano lessons. I think if you could play the piano, you can understand a little bit of the neck of the guitar a little bit better. I don't play a whole lot. My musicians are wonderfully talented at that, and I grew up in a musical family where my dad would just hop on the piano, and my brother was on guitar. But I was more of a vocalist and a lyricist, so that, we kind of all complemented each other in that way. So you've got to have a good group, no matter who's doing what. You've got to stick to your genre and know what you're doing, and just be creative with it, and sit back and listen to yourself, Say
Yeah.
what I myself.
I'll tell you what, if I ever become a musician, if at some point I receive an award, I'll be mentioning you in my thank you speech.
Thanks.
Count on it. Sounds like a plan. And tell me, what has been the most important lesson that you have learned throughout your whole music career so far?
To really protect yourself. I mean, this business can be pretty rough as far as the drama in this business. It's pretty cutthroat. People will pretend to be your friend and just to collect information out of you, maybe about somebody else, or and really just shutting that down, really staying professional and behind the curtain. And keeping it about the music and keeping it about the business is essential to having a successful business, staying out of religion and politics, all of that.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And what do you think that is the biggest misconception that people have about musicians?
Maybe the drug thing. I think a lot of musicians joke around about, the cocaine and strippers, but
Yeah.
in reality, I mean, if people were to be living that kind of lifestyle, like, because people offer me drinks all the time and tell you, like, I only have a beer if I'm here at the house cleaning my house, because I'm the last one to leave the bar most of the time, and I'm the first one that's going to get pulled over, if they're looking for a drunk driver. So I just don't drink, and I don't, deal with the drugs and stuff like
Yeah.
that. So it just staying healthy is the only way that you're going to be able to keep your energy up and focus on your art and do what you need to do, and not be pressured into being, you could be the life of the party and be a sober life of the party,
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And if you could give one word to describe the feeling when you are, you know what, two words. The first one is when you are on stage. Like, how could you describe the feeling when you are on stage with one word? And the other one would be, how could you describe the feeling of creating music with just one word?
On stage, adrenaline is what I
Okay.
mean, adrenaline that kicks in on stage. And but as far as ask me the second part of that question again, let me really think about that.
You want me to
Ask me,
ask it again?
yeah.
Okay. If you could give one word to describe the feeling when you are creating music.
Creating, like rhyming, like writing a song.
Yeah, like the whole process, like the whole start to finish.
Sometimes that can change up just depending on, like for instance, I wrote "Go Find Less," but it started out as a slow song. And then I was like, no, this needs to be like a fast song. This needs to be a dance song. And so then I, mid writing it, I decided to change the tempo up and put it, a train beat behind it to match the lyrics. I think that's the difficult part about writing. It's almost like you're finding two shoes that match. In a pile of shoes, you got to match your lyrics to the chords have to match what you're trying to say emotionally. And so I think the key word to that would be matching,
There you
matching
go.
the lyrics.
I'll take that. Fair enough. And tell me, what do you think? So how could you describe your whole career so far with the title of a song?
Title of the song. Jacked up, maybe. I don't know. My career is it's been a slow and steady race, I've not been, everybody said, go try out for The Voice, and it's still kind of in the back of my mind. But I enjoy my musicians. I enjoy doing shows. I enjoy sitting down and writing. And it's a little bit over here and a little bit over there. And, so it's a little jacked up.
Okay. And how could you describe your whole career? But you know what? This time on a drink.
Jack Daniels, that would have to be a shot of Jack Daniels, because really for me, my songwriting started after I came out of an abusive relationship. And I found that I also incorporated my nursing career in, where I tried to cope with the trauma and going into being a nurse and relating to other women that have been through some similar things. And I wanted to write a song that would help women and let them know that I understand the mindset of why they stay in it, why they keep going back, how they get manipulated. And so for me, that was Don't Know Jack. And that was my baby song, the first song I ever went into the studio to record. And Jack Daniels reminds me of that song every single time.
Okay.
So
I'll take it. Sounds good. Yeah. Okay. And tell me, like, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days that basically we just want to quit. It's inevitable, happens to all of us. So what makes you, like, what makes you keep moving forward, regardless of how difficult your life might be at that point?
the enjoyment of the music keeps me moving forward, knowing that music is always going to be something that I'm part of and that's part of me. And whereas other things in life have come and gone, other people have come and gone from my life, music is the one thing that has stayed constant and stayed the same. I don't know if I answered that question.
Yeah, you did. You did. I love it. I love it. And you know what? My last question, so we can all enjoy and relax after a, you know, set of difficult questions here and there. Tell me, what do you think that would be the best title for this episode?
Well, I think this might have been the fastest podcast that I've been through, and it's on a Zoom meeting. So why not just make it a Zoom?
Make it a Zoom.
Zoom. Just title. I don't know.
just Zoom? You want me to put that?
I mean, it doesn't matter. What's on my hat here? Let's see. Ranch and Zoom. That doesn't go together. See, that's how a songwriter kind of thinks. They look around at signs, all kinds of things, phrases people say, and then they try to put things together, and they, you know, and that's how my brain is always working. But
Okay.
you title it whatever you feel is necessary to title it.
What do you think? Zoom Ranch.
Zoom Ranch. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
That'll be odd, and people will be like, what the heck is that?
Yeah. You know, it's catchy. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But you know what I mean? Might get the attention to be like, what the hell is a Zoom Ranch? You know, I wanna see what is Zoom Ranch here. And once they figure out, they're like, oh, okay. Now I see what a Zoom Ranch. Who knows?
That's right. You just be
Maybe,
welcome people to
maybe,
your ranch.
Yeah, maybe I just gave you the title for your next album, Zoom Ranch.
Yeah, it's very odd. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, who knows? You know, but you know, at the end, what can I say? You know, it's incredible what you do. I find it super. Yeah, super amazing, because we all know how difficult it is, you know, to start in the whole music industry. And it tends to be sometimes a pain in the butt, but the fact that you keep doing it, you're making it happen, you are showing people out there that it's possible. I think that's proof enough for everyone to be like, hey, if you can do it, I can do it too. But also, I think that during this crazy times in which people suddenly it's more angry than ever, the fact that they can kind of relax and look on the things that you have accomplished, but also look on what you're doing right now, I think that's inspiring enough, and that is super cool.
It is. It's a very crazy time period that we're living in, and people really need to stay grounded and just love one another. That's the biggest thing that people can do, is just to love one another. And because the media, all of this propaganda that's put out there, you know, it can affect you mentally in so many ways. And I think music is a great way to bring people together. I always say music and good food bring
people
together.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. Yeah, you're right. Right now, it seems like we're all divided, you know. And what I have discovered is that when you get the chance to actually have a conversation with someone who has totally different opinions and beliefs on what you have, but you manage to have like a really decent conversation, you get into a point that you discover that you have more things in common than you even realize. So
that's right. Yeah.
Then that's what it's all about. But as I was saying, keep doing what you do. It's super amazing. It's awesome. I love it. And I also want to thank those who stayed here the whole episode. Either they're watching here on YouTube or listening to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google, and Amazon as well. Make sure to go follow Kayla right now in her social media. Now we found out why she's super badass. So let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Kayla. And Kayla, again, thank you so much for making this happen. Keep killing it out there. Keep rocking. Keep shining. And I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for chatting with me, Dan.
There you go.